All around us, you can see the reflection of sky and cypress trees in the slow-moving water. It's quiet. You can only hear some birds and the water bubbling up where an otter is cryptically coming up for air. I'm Jessica Mazaros. I'm the sustainability reporter and afternoon host for WUSF, the NPR station for the Tampa Bay region. I spend a lot of time in nature. I enjoy camping and visiting Florida's natural springs. I enjoy kayaking. I definitely think that the experiences that I have in nature help me to understand what I'm talking about. It helps to inform my reporting so it doesn't become this outside theory. It's very real for me. So I cover everything from the science behind climate change, whether it's about weather or about animals. And most importantly, and most recently, a project I've been working on is gathering the voices of residents of Florida and asking them how have they been affected by climate change firsthand. When I started reporting full-time in the public radio station in Fort Myers, one of my first stories that I covered was Moat Marine Laboratory in Sarasota was holding a conference. And I remember it made a really big impact on me because the scientists seemed so tired and they seemed so afraid of the future and like tired of nobody listening to them. It gets to be difficult reporting when a lot of what I'm reporting on is gloom and doom. Very rarely there's like a really nice story about climate change. Talking about that gloom and doom isn't necessarily healthy and accurate. There are solutions. There are things that can be done. So a lot of my reporting has been focused on people and what they have experienced regarding climate change. I've heard from people discussing how it affects, in particular, people of color and poorer communities. And because of the urban heat island effects and the fact that maybe there are less trees and there is more flooding in these areas, I have learned who's at the front line of climate change. And being able to share those stories has been the highlight of my career so far because it feels like, you know, giving a voice to the community, I feel like it's just a different side of climate change rather than just talking about data and the numbers, you know, hearing from real people what's going on in their lives. And I feel like that's important for other listeners who may not be affected in the same way, or even those who don't believe in climate change or challenge climate change. How can you challenge somebody's personal experience? You know, and I feel like a lot of times that's how people can relate, is hearing those personal stories. It's not really my job to convince somebody that climate change exists. It's my job to tell the facts of what's happening because of climate change, and they can do whatever they want with that information. I'm optimistic about the fact that there are people who their lives are dedicated to this. You know, when I saw the teary-eyed scientist talking about Moat Marine Laboratory back in 2015 and how passionate he was, I realized that there are people who see this every single day. And now I get it because I'm looking at it pretty much every single day through that lens in my reporting. And so I am optimistic about the people behind the climate change movement.